Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that we can't seem to agree on anything. I mean, not even the uniforms that members of Olympic teams can wear. Now, this is not an American team. It's a Norwegian team. Now, I didn't know that Norway was noted for its beautiful beaches. I don't think there's a lot of surfing in Norway, but they do have a beach handball Olympic team. And now there is a huge world of controversy about it because of the uniform issue. We will get to that. We will also get to the U.S. women's soccer team, which just had been winning almost everything in a row. I did one and one and one. And they kneeled en masse to protest. I'm not sure entirely what. I'll read you their statement. But then right after their kneeling, they lost to Sweden 3-0. And, okay, does this honor somehow the true Olympic spirit? We will get to those questions and more. But first, one of the biggest issues in the country right now is the question of whether or not we are going to be back into a raging pandemic with spreading infections and more hospitalizations and more deaths and more damage to the economy and more damage to our country and to our families and to everything we care about. And what is one of the key issues as far as that is concerned? It's a key issue involving vaccines. And yes, it is. It's there's a story that I wanted to share with you, and then I have a whole bunch of angry emails, some of which I'll share with you. I'll share all of them with you if you insist, but we can do that all. There's a moving piece, and it's a brief piece, but it packs a powerful emotional wallop. And it ran in The Hill, which is one of those Washington newsletters that actually tends to lean to the right center. And it's a piece by Lexi Lonas. And she writes, an Alabama doctor is opening up about her experiences treating those hospitalized for the coronavirus amid a resurgence of cases, saying dying patients are asking her to vaccinate them. One of the last things they do before they're intubated is to beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand and I tell them, I'm sorry, it's too late. So says Brittany Cobia, who is a hospitalist at Grandview Medical Center in Birmingham. That's what she wrote on Facebook this week. A few days later, when I call time of death, I hug their family members and I tell them the best way to honor their loved one is to go get vaccinated and encourage everyone they know to do the same. Alabama has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Only 33% of its population is fully vaccinated, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Cobia listed all the different reasons she heard from patients and their families about why they didn't get the vaccine. They cry, and they tell me they didn't know. They thought it was a hoax. They thought it was political. They thought because they had a certain blood type or a certain skin color, they wouldn't get as sick. They thought it was just the flu. But they were wrong. And they wish they could go back, but they can't. Cobia told Alabama.com, that even though she knows the people made the choice to not get vaccinated, it's hard on medical professionals watching people die from the virus that could have been prevented. You kind of go into it thinking, okay, I'm not going to feel bad for this person because they made their own choice, Cobia said. But then you actually see them. You see them face to face. And it really changes your whole perspective because they're still just a person that thinks they made the best decision that they could with the information they have and all the misinformation that's out there. The White House recently called out social media companies saying the misinformation on the platforms about the vaccine has led to people dying unnecessarily. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is causing a new spike in cases around the country, with the vast majority of those hospitalized or dying being unvaccinated. Okay, the way the numbers work now, and this comes up in one of the emails that I was sent, the way that the numbers work right now, 49% of all Americans have been fully vaccinated. And 68%, they say, of Americans have been received at least the first vaccine, one vaccine, which has some benefit, but not as strong a benefit. And what's remarkable about that is when you think that half of people have been fully vaccinated in this country, what percentage of people admitted to hospitals recently have been unvaccinated? And it's at the very lowest 97%. There are calculations that say it's at least as high as 99.5%. And that, it seems to me, is if you want to serve the country, if you want America to get better, if you want America to prosper and to be strong and healthy at a place where our life expectancy doesn't go down by a year and a half in a single year. And by the way, there are a lot of people who, of course, are instinctively want to say, well, this is because of racism. And yes, it is true that the life expectancy is significantly lower for some people of color. And when I say some people of color, is that the statistics over the last 10 years have shown consistently that Asian people, who are considered people of color, have higher life expectancy than white people. So do Hispanic people. Even though in these new numbers, Hispanic people have lost more ground than any other ethnic group. But the gap between blacks and whites has, over the last 30 years, gone down dramatically. So that for those people who say we have made no progress in terms of addressing some of our racial differences and the inequalities, on the most basic measure of how that works, we've made real progress, and progress that should not be ignored. Concerning some of the efforts on by the part of Republican politicians and Republican commentators, frankly, to talk more realistically about the state of where we are with COVID-19. Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, spoke on CBS News about the current surge of cases in his native Florida, of clip 45.
Was just talking about, and cases particularly are surging in your state, Florida, right now. 20% of all the cases, all the new cases in the country are in Florida. Are you satisfied with the way Florida is handling this at the moment?
Okay, we will get the answer from Senator Rubio as soon as we come back. And we'll also tell you the latest on the U.S. soccer team and the Norwegian handball players and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved show, we were just talking about Marco Rubio's response on CBS News, talking about the current surge of cases in Florida. It's astonishing. Right now, Florida, which had been doing so well, it had been doing so well with a minimum of damage to the economy and not a great deal of mandatory masking or lockdowns. And so that made Ron DeSantis into a presidential front runner. And I think he's been a good governor of Florida, and I think he's somebody who's worth paying attention to. But look, in the current situation where 20% of all the new cases in the United States are in the one state of Florida, where Florida is, what, it's, what, 6 or 7% of the American population at most, and 20% of the new COVID cases, that's not good. So what does Senator Rubio say about it? Listen.
Well, I'm not satisfied with the outcome, but I don't think it's the government's fault. Ultimately, people should get vaccinated. You know, the government's been telling people for a long time you shouldn't smoke. It causes cancer and heart disease, and people decide to do it. The numbers have come down, but people still do it. They tell us to watch what we eat, because if you get overweight, you can develop diabetes and heart disease. But it still happens. And my whole point here is that I think everyone who wants to, everyone should be vaccinated. There's no reason not to be vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. My family's vaccinated. Some that people shouldn't listen to people tell them not to. All these things that are out there that are being said are just not accurate. But at the end of the day, it's up to people to make that decision. You know, the government can't, in a free society such as ours, there's only so much we can do. We can provide information, we can debunk things that aren't true, and we can provide access. It is ultimately up to people individually to make that decision.
Right.
And again, it doesn't work, apparently, to even offer people tickets to a lottery. There's a guy here in the state of Washington who won $1 million by getting himself vaccinated. Even better, he won a greatly decreased likelihood of getting COVID-19. Speaking of which, I had this email come in from Kameno, Washington, from Nicholas. He says, I have a better chance of dying by a vaccine. And that's based on? I mean, this is so ludicrous by every standard. Even the vaccine opponents, they use that VAERS numbers, those numbers that come officially. And of people who have been registered getting a vaccine, the people who have died afterward, almost all of whom died of natural causes, virtually none of whom their death is associated with vaccine. But you're talking about a 5,000, I think it's 5,800 people who we know of got a vaccine, and then sometime after, sometimes it's months after, sometimes it's shortly after, they died. And, of course, they're, especially since a lot of the people who are getting vaccines early on were older people, it's not at all surprising. But you compare that, we have 610,000 people who have died of COVID now in the United States. We have untold millions. They just came out with an estimate that they have greatly underestimated the number of deaths from COVID-19 in India. And the deaths might be 3 or 4 million people in India. In India. And they're trying desperately to cut back on the lethality of the virus by getting people vaccinated, which is the best tool we have. This came in from Lance, and Lance is in Oklahoma, and he says that I agree with most of your viewpoints, but would like to take issue with your excessive, everyday pushing for everyone to get COVID vaccinations. I personally received the Moderna version of the vaccine in April. Well, I'm glad you survived. And also had COVID back in January. My COVID experience was 10 days of flu-like symptoms. I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any means. I elected to receive the vaccine, good for you, because I'm an airline pilot and the vaccination may become necessary for my work. Furthermore, my employer paid me to get the vaccine. I believe the old and vulnerable most definitely should get vaccinated, but the young and healthy need to decide for themselves. I'm definitely against vaccinating any children since they are not vulnerable. Look, I think you can allow parents to make decisions for their children. I don't think that government should countermand what parents decide. But there are different circumstances in which this is really a personal choice, the matter with children. But we're talking here about adults, and we're talking here about you as an airline pilot. Having just been on an airplane, having flown down to the Reagan Library to speak down there, for pilots and stewardesses, at a point where on the airplane they're still requiring masks the entire ride, does it make sense, not make sense for people who are in that sort of enclosed metal tube in the air, 30,000 feet, sometimes for many hours at a time? Does it not make sense to make sure that people are vaccinated just to protect others aside from yourself? I think it does. Lance continues. He says, you keep on asking why people are reluctant to get the vaccination. The answer to your question, for many, including my spouse and friends, lies in the fact that over 34 million of Americans already had COVID. That's true. We have natural immunity already. Why are you and so many others ignoring natural immunity? This should be mentioned all the time. It's ignored. Why would someone rush in to take a vaccination that is still only under emergency certification when they have already had the illness? This is even more certain if they had a mild case of COVID. Okay, let me give you an example of somebody who got a vaccination shortly after he was ill with COVID. His name is Donald Trump. Why do you think President Trump got a vaccination? And he did it fairly publicly. They didn't show him actually getting the needle in his arm, but he did it, and he's talked about it. Why? Because especially in terms of these variants that are springing up, like the Delta variant, the vaccination provides better protection, according to everyone and all sources, than your natural immunity. And the point is, why not? He says, I live in rural Oklahoma where we tend to be self-sufficient and want to be left alone. You should be left alone. I personally resent people trying to shame me or others into getting the vaccination or even government efforts to force vaccinations. It makes many of us resist more. Senator Rubio, in his comments, mentioned smoking. Why is that relevant? And is that relevant at all to the breaking news about the Senate filibuster? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday rejected two of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the January 6th committee. Pelosi made it clear she will not allow Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks to serve on the committee, Banks criticizing Pelosi's decision on Wednesday.
The American people demand that their leaders step up to make sure that it never happens again. But we all know that this is an exercise in politics. It's not an exercise in finding the facts, and that's what's unfortunate about the speaker's move.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is on track for completion by the end of next month.
The president has made a decision that we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done right.
Austin adding the United States will continue to support Afghan security forces monetarily, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Breaking news, the Senate Republicans have blocked an effort to begin debate on a bipartisan infrastructure deal still under negotiation. But lawmakers said they expected to close in on a final agreement by early next week. Okay, just... honest to goodness, what a circus. The whole thing is really... Senate Republicans blocked an effort to begin debate on a bipartisan infrastructure deal still under negotiation, but lawmakers said they expected to close in on a final agreement by early next week. Okay, honest to goodness, what the hell does that mean? What that means is that Chuck Schumer had this clever strategy that even though we don't have an infrastructure deal yet, we're going to begin debate on it now so we can move forward more quickly. And this is like, you have to pass the bill and you have to pass the Obamacare before you can vote for it, right? Before you know what's in it, Nancy Pelosi said. You have to pass Obamacare before you know what's in it. Okay, this is truly bizarre. When they've already reached general agreement, but they still have to fine-tune it, and they're going to have a filibuster now to stop formal discussion about the bill. Senate Republicans today mounted a filibuster against a motion to debate a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden brokered with a bipartisan group of senators, dealing a setback for efforts to fund new roads, bridges, and broadband improvements. The procedural vote in the Senate needed 60 votes to succeed, but fell short at 49, with Republicans complaining that Chuck Schumer had rushed to vote on a bill that wasn't quite ready. Let's just give it a little bit of time to bake, right? Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called the test vote a stunt earlier today, and he correctly predicted it would fail. He's correct about most of the points he makes. Why do they not have enough disagreement on the, for instance, the Texas voting laws or the Arizona voting laws or the changes in Georgia or Florida. There's a good line that is worth sharing. John Kennedy of Louisiana, who is one of the more consistently amusing members of the U.S. Senate, actually said that concerning the Texas voting changes, the Texas voting reform, which has produced the runaway Democrats and so much hysteria, he said this about voter ID, which is widely supported by the huge majority of the American people. This is Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, clip 10.
Yes, it does require voter ID. It does require the people of Texas to prove they are who they say they are when they go to vote. The American people support that. The American people want that. And I say gently to my Democratic friends from Texas, if you don't see the need for that, then there are one or two circumstances here. Either you're so dumb you lose your place during sex, or you want to cheat. And those are your two choices.
Well, what, which do you choose? This is a real question. Well, I know which one Joy Reid would choose. She is the authoress of our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And yes, the tweet that she put forward says a note that white non-Hispanic Texans are already the minority there. Now that only if, of course, you count all of Latinos, the majority of whom identify themselves as white, as non-white. In any event, she says, a note that white non-Hispanic Texans are already the minority there. Texas is effectively an apartheid state ruled by a far-right white minority government. So, yeah, this is the plan for us all. You know what? There was something about the real apartheid where literally black people and what were called colored people did not have the right to vote, to serve in the same parliament. And were excluded from restaurants and schools and universities and public beaches. And the idea that Texas, which is one of the most diverse states in the country, is an apartheid state, is so outrageous and so wrong. And again, it's like people reaching for Holocaust analogies constantly to try to indicate that what we're dealing with here is the worst thing ever. Okay, there's also a disturbing report of a kayaker who filmed something. What is it? We should have a theme music for it, and I'm sure we have to get it. This is a Bigfoot sighting that's actually drawn a lot of attention. I've actually seen the video. The report from Outkick.com says the haters say this video of what could be a Bigfoot sighting shot early in July by a kayaker on the Cass River is actually a man in waders with a mosquito net over his head. Doesn't look like that. Meanwhile, the Bigfoot believers say it actually is Sasquatch, a lady Sasquatch, carrying a baby deer. Or maybe it's Bigfoot carrying a baby Bigfoot. The carrying the baby Bigfoot would make no sense. I have no idea. I know Bigfoot is warm and cuddly and friendly and all that, but why would you want to be carrying a baby deer? A Bigfoot, as far as we know, according to all the people who have studied this cryptozoological wonder, that Bigfoot is a vegetarian. No, he's a herbivore. He doesn't eat meat or animals. According to the Rocky Mountain Sasquatch Organization, who uploaded the video to YouTube, the footage was sent in by a man identified as Eddie V. This always makes it credible. Who told the organization that his cousin shot the 4.7-second video. Okay, the video's kind of intriguing to look at. Not sure what it is, but I've sent it to a few people to see what they say, Eddie reported to the press. Some say it's Bigfoot carrying baby Bigfoot. Others say it's Bigfoot carrying a deer. We know that. A 2020 report on Bigfoot sightings by state had Michigan at 220 Bigfoot sightings in 2020, which puts Michigan among the states with the most Bigfoot sightings per capita in the United States. Washington State remains number one. See? That's by a wide margin. Nevada has the fewest sightings per capita. And there's a great deal of talk about this. And one of the people who's reporting on this says, if you keep watching, I'll keep squatching. We'll keep squatching with the very latest from the Norwegian handball team coming up on the MedVet Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved Show, Olympic news. The U.S. women's soccer team took a devastating 3-0 loss to Sweden early this morning in their Tokyo Olympic opener, breaking their 44-game winning streak. All 22 players on Team USA took a knee in solidarity with Black Lives Matter before the game, a major point of contention with U.S. fans. Well, I would think so. This all goes back to last November when they started the practice of kneeling down before games. And here's the way that they explained it at the time. This is from November. We love our country and it is a true honor to represent America. It is also our duty to demand that the liberties and freedoms that our country was founded on extend to everyone. They posted this on their social media, and then they go on to say, today we wear Black Lives Matter to affirm human decency. We protest against racial injustice and police brutality against black people. We protest against the racist infrastructures that do not provide equal opportunity for black and brown people to fulfill their dreams, including playing on this team. Now, I looked at the team photo. There are plenty of black and brown people on the team. A good section of black people. I don't know what they're talking about. As the United States women's national team players, we collectively work toward a society where the American ideals are upheld and black lives are no longer systematically targeted. Okay, the idea that this would now be so non-controversial that one of the most popular sports teams in the country would want to be identifying with those sentiments and kneeling down before, again, what this implies is that rather than being everyone in the country, everyone in the world united on certain broad Olympic principles, that you are united behind a specific political point of view, it's outrageous. And there's this outrageous controversy as well. Norway's women's beach handball team. Jeremy, have you ever watched beach handball? Okay, he will now is his response, yes. Norway's women's beach handball team was fined by the European Handball Federation yesterday after players wore shorts instead of the required bikini bottoms during a game over the weekend. The International Handball Federation requires women to wear bikini bottoms with, quote, a close fit and a cut on an upward angle up toward the leg, the top of the leg. the sides of the bikini bottoms must be no more than 4 inches. Men, on the other hand, can wear shorts as long as 4 inches above their knees, as long as they are not, quote, too baggy. Okay, this makes it really tough for Saudi Arabia to compete in beach handball. It's just very tough. Iran, too. Norway's team had been planning for weeks to flout the rules to point out the double standard for female athletes. The players wore shorts for Sunday's bronze medal game against Spain in the European Beach Handball Championship in Varna, Bulgaria. Doesn't this sound like a parody? Norway is playing Spain in Varna, Bulgaria. What a glamorous sport. I don't see why we can't play in shorts, said Martin Velfer, who is one of the Norwegian players. With so much body shaming and stuff like that these days, you should be able to wear a little bit more when you play. Each Norwegian player was fined 150 euros, about $177. It's probably more than the shorts cost. Female athletes have spoken out against the double standards, etc., etc. And Janice Forsyth, who's an associate professor of sociology at Western University in Canada and the former director of the university's International Center for Olympic Studies, said that certain uniforms, especially in track and field and swimming, could give athletes an edge. But in the case of beach handball, wearing shorts instead of bikinis would not allow athletes to jump higher or move faster in the sand. I don't see how that argument holds any weight, she said. To say that wearing less clothing, as the women are required to do, allows them to be better athletes is just silly. Is there an audience factor here, perhaps? Even in a wildly popular sport like beach handball? Beach volleyball, that is famous now. But handball, usually you play on a court, right, indoors. So how do you play handball on a beach? I will tell you that I am sure that this story, which has made it around the world, is going to get a much bigger audience for the exciting beach handball confrontation to come down in those thrilling Olympics that are about to begin sometime soon in Tokyo. I'll tell you something else that is about to begin is a movie that's really, really unusual. And it's unusual because it's a very sympathetic treatment of two Catholic priests. They're struggling to keep their little parish church alive in the midst of a pandemic. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Two Catholic priests in a small parish church in New York City struggle to fulfill their holy vocation in the midst of a pandemic in Scenes from an Empty Church. Now for rent on multiple streaming services.
We need as much connection as we can get right now.
If that's the case, why not open up the church?
It would give people hope.
This subdued but haunting film features a collection of vivid, troubled characters who come to the church for solace. Brought to life by a capable cast including Max Casella, Craig Bierko, and Paul Reiser. At times, writer-director Onur Tukel ventures into the territory of magic realism while raising persistent questions about God, the immortality of the soul, and the role of faith. Though not formally rated, the serious material is definitely for adults. In a movie that may not keep you at the edge of your seat, but should prove impossible to forget. 3 stars for Scenes from an Empty Church.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And the film does contain one scene with partial nudity in it, not involving any of the priests, who, by the way, are very well portrayed and very well acted and very sympathetically portrayed. Speaking of sympathetically portrayed, it's tough not to have sympathy for some of the people you read about in a new report showing that teens around the world are suffering from an epidemic of loneliness. Could that have something to do with what we talked about today, which is a global decline in life expectancy? There's also another Olympic problem with a chiropractor for Team USA. Team USA has its own chiropractor? Really? Okay. He now has apologized because he compared safety measures regarding COVID-19 to Nazi Germany. That was just great. And there's a white city councilman who is facing demands for his resignation because he used the N-word at a public city council meeting. This is in Alabama. Probably not the most brilliant course of action in the world. And speaking of less than brilliant courses of action in the world, there is a prominent lawyer. And in fact, he's not just a lawyer. He's a deputy attorney general in the state of Alaska. And it turns out he had an alter ego on Twitter. And the alter ego was deeply racist. I mean, deeply racist. Even suggesting some stuff that it's difficult to cite on the air. But he gave away his alter ego, and now his legal career as an assistant, a deputy attorney general, is in some trouble. We will cover all of that, and the DEA agent, Drug Enforcement Administration agent, who filmed himself with firearms while storming the Capitol building, now arrested. And Gallup claims black and white relations have hit an all-time low. Is that even true? I don't think so, about this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.